Time for the little known black history fact. We celebrate black history every day, not just in the month of February. Do I have a black history fact for you this time? A little known black history fact. And it is brought to you by the Bahamas. Follow the sweet Bahamian beat to the islands of the Bahamas. Juggle new Rush or Gumbay beat. Find out more at bahamas.com/summerfestivals or call 1-800-BAHAMAS. This is the story of Stetson Kennedy. Stetson Kennedy is best known for infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan and collaborating with the 1940s radio show Superman to expose the hate group. The author also worked alongside Zora Neale Hurston and was a notable activist. Stetson Kennedy was born in Jacksonville, Florida, 1916. He joined the Works Progress Administration Writers Program and was assigned with Zora Neale Hurston to collect slave folklore. In 1946, Stetson Kennedy gave the Klan's inside information to the makers of Superman, the radio show. The radio show writers mocked the Klan using Kennedy's tips. In 1954, Stetson Kennedy, who was white, published a book, I Rode with the Ku Klux Klan, which offered details of how he posed as an encyclopedia salesman to get close to the Ku Klux Klan. His work led to the closing of the Klan's national corporate chapter in Georgia in 1947. Wow. He died in 2011 at age 94.
It hasn't been that long.
No, it hasn't been that long. So, Superman, dealing with the Ku Klux Klan.
In an episode.
In an episode on radio. You want to hear a clip? Mm-hmm. This is very interesting. Hit it, Super Dave.
There's probably a 5-state alarm out for you by now. You're a stupid fool, Riggs.
Me? Stupid? Why?
Yes. No one but a stupid fool would risk the murder of an important man like the editor of the Daily Planet.
But I had to, Wilson. He found out who I was. I'd have got away with it, except for Superman.
Now, in addition to the police, you've got Superman looking for us. Your fool stunt cost us 10,000 new members who would have paid us $100 apiece for initiation fees and another $25 for robes and hoods. That means over $1 million we'd have split.
So what? What's money got to do with the spot we're in now?
What's money got to do with it?
Yes, after all, we're not in this only for money.
What have you been doing with the 25% cut you get on all new members to the Metropolis chapter and the 10% cut on their robes? Giving it to charity?
Certainly not. I like money, sure. But aside from that, I'm also working to purify America, to clean it of foreigners.
Oh, come now, Riggs.
Look, Wilson, I know we're in a bad spot, but if you'll only call in the National Action Committee...
Wait a minute. Is it possible that you really believe all that stuff about getting rid of the foreigners? That one race, one religion, one color hokum?
Hokum? Why, it's the absolute truth. We've got to save America from foreign elements.
Well, I'll be... I thought you had brains, Riggs. But obviously something's happened to you. You've become drunk on a slop we put up for the suckers.
Suckers? Who are you calling?
Our members, Riggs. The poor fish who want to hate and blame somebody else for their failures in life. The saps who believe drivel such as a man is a dangerous enemy because he goes to a different church. The little nobodies who want to believe some of the race is inferior so they can feel superior. The jerks who go for that 100% American rot.
Rot!
You must know there is no such thing as what we call 100% American. Everyone here except the Indians is descended from foreigners.
Boy, bless you, Wilson. You talk like a dirty foreigner yourself.
I'm running a business, Riggs, and so are you. We deal in one of the oldest and most profitable commodities on earth. Hate.
Hate.
Let me ask you a question. You said you wanted me to summon our National Action Committee, didn't you?
Yes.
For what reason?
To get rid of Perry White and Jim Olson and my nephew Chuck. They got me into this trouble and they can identify me. And they dare to defy the Klan of the Fiery Cross.
I thought so.
Wow.
Our
this
KKK
is
specialist.
Wow, that sounds like...
This is 1947.
Yeah.
Our
KKK expert says it was 16 episodes of Superman in which they...
They dealt with the KKK?
They flushed this out, yeah.
You're a stupid fool. I like that.
And this is on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When in 47?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was amazing.
That was.
Well, you also have to remember in 47, two white guys were playing Emmys and Andy. So, hey, you had that too. So.
But they weren't dealing with social issues like
they
this.
They weren't dealing with social issues.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's all about money. We're getting a cut from these robes. $100 a robe.
Okay.
We're talking $1 million, man. Talking about you want to purify the race.
Say,
Trump, you're a stupid fool. That's the only thing that means. Trump, you're a stupid fool.
And you're fired.
Is that a little known Black history fact?
Really cool. Wow.
I never knew that about Superman and the Klan in Metropolis.
Yeah. And so you were on Batman's side in Superman versus Batman. See, now you changed it. You changed your affiliation.